This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon and welcome, listeners. I'm Terry.
And I'm Calvin.
And this is Couples of Destiny. You know what? Today we're speaking about how faith is deepened and purpose is restored. And we're glad that you're with us today. We're speaking into something deeply real, mental and emotional well-being in marriage, family, and ministry. The Word of God says in 3 John 1 verse 2, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers."
You know, you're mentioning the topic for today being mental and emotional well-being in marriage, family, and ministry. It's such an important aspect about life. It's such an important aspect relating to couples. And, you know, we've counseled many people that have been challenged mentally, emotionally. And we're living in a physical body, right?
Yes, we do.
And we need to take cognizance of that. And the scripture says it. So, family, if you're listening this afternoon, we want to encourage you. We're going to dig deep into this topic, and really it means God is not only concerned about your marriage on the outside, He cares about what's happening on the inside, which is your soul. So stay tuned, and we're excited to discuss this very and vital, important topic.
Yes, share your thoughts with us and engage in the conversation. Tell us what struggles you may be having or know of people who need this broadcast, because when two hearts follow God, destiny unfolds. And this is a beautiful segment. We look forward to hearing your comments and watching what your feedback will be on the segment. All right. So if you've just tuned in, this is Couples of Destiny with Calvin and Terry.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking about mental, emotional well-being. You know what? Let's be honest today. Many couples, they look strong publicly, but are quietly overwhelmed privately. You may look at people the way we do. We sit in restaurants and everywhere we look at people and they look so calm, but we don't know what's happening on the inside. You know, many of you leading, you're parenting, you're building, but emotionally, you're tired.
True, honey, and I think, you know, I think you can call it a hidden weight that people carry. And, you know, sometimes we don't even have, I call it a proper language for it. We just say, "I'm fine." But inside, it's pressure, stress, and even silent anxiety.
You know, you're saying that pressure, I'm thinking of a pressure cooker. You know, watching those lines come up, it's like watching someone until they're going to explode kind of thing. But this is how it is with mental and emotional well-being. It's not a weakness. Listen, listeners, this is something that we're really passionate about. This is stewardship. When your soul is not healthy, your marriage will feel it. When your soul is not healthy, your family will feel it. Your ministry will also feel it. Isn't that so, honey?
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, if you look at the word of God, Proverbs 4:23 says you need to guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Listen to what it says. Everything you do flows from it. And then that includes how you love. That includes how you respond and how you communicate.
That is right? True. You know, sometimes we say, don't listen. Or some people say, listen to your heart. But we say, don't listen to your heart. Yeah, it can be very deceptive. I mean, the Bible says clearly it's wicked above all things. The heart is a bad place to go to when you are. It's mortally sick, actually. That's what the Word of God says in Jeremiah 17. But sometimes we react to our spouse. But the root is not our spouse. They are not the problem. The problem is what we are carrying and we are not talking about it, isn't it?
That's true, love. And you know what? We need to really look deep into this area. We accumulate over time. We accumulate trauma. We accumulate bad things that have happened in previous relationships. So there's an accumulation of so many things that have happened in our lives. You know, if we talk about relationships, and you and I, we've counseled many people over the years, people that have been married once, twice, divorcees, they find the, I'm using my fingers inverted commas, the perfect partner. And you know what? They try and fix their situation by finding someone else. When in actual fact, let's get back to the heart. You've mentioned that the heart is mortally sick, and the scripture says that. And if you don't deal with the heart, and remember we're talking about mental and emotional well-being here in relationships, and we're always trying to replace the real problem. We're trying to find the solution somewhere else, and saying, you know, if only I found the right man, if only I found the right friend, if only I had more money. Now, it's wonderful to have money, right? I'm sure there are some people out there that says, oh, I wish I was rich. Well, all of us, right? But I can tell you something. I know many wealthy people that are extremely sad. They are depressed. They are mentally and emotionally in a very bad place. So let me tell you something now. You're hoping for money, you're hoping for finances, you're hoping for treasures. I'm telling you now, that's not going to help you. So we need to look deep inside. Art is deceptive, and we should be careful not to listen to it, right, love? And so I want to encourage the listeners this afternoon. Maybe you've been looking around, trying to find the solution or blaming it on other things and replacing your spouse. This can be man or woman. You're replacing your spouse with another spouse or whatever the case may be. Jesus pointed out to the lady at the well that she's had five men in her life. So clearly she had a heart issue, right, love?
Yeah.
She had a heart issue.
Yeah, and also I think it's more a character issue as well.
Yeah.
You know, because out of that is where the issues of life flows. We know that.
Yeah.
So when you spoke earlier about past wounds, you know, can distort your present reality. And this is where the mental and emotional build-up comes, because if your heart has been hurt, it creates all kind of filters where rejection, you think everyone is gonna leave me. Or when you've been betrayed, you feel like, I can't trust anyone. Or where disappointment was, nothing ever works out for you. So your heart starts protecting you, but it also limits you. You know, because it limits you in your thinking. So these internal narratives can become very toxic without healing. Your heart can rehearse negative thoughts, can create fear-based stories that you conjure up for yourself, and it also keeps you stuck in cycles. It's like your heart becomes a bad narrator in your own life story.
I mean, it's the person you're listening to on the inside, you know, and we when we talk about hearing the voice of God, and we've taught on this many times. How many times during the day don't you hear voices? We hear people, we hear traffic, we hear birds, we hear a lot of things. But then there's another voice, the voice in the mind. And then there's another voice. It's the voice of God. And many times you've got to silence those voices that are speaking louder, that are not God voices, so to speak. Because if you don't silence those voices, you won't be hearing what God wants you to do, what he wants you to say, how he wants you to be, the message he's trying to carry across.
That's right.
Right?
That's true, because emotionally, you don't want to listen to anyone else. You want to stay in that.
You're in that emotion.
Yeah, it's like you're sleeping in a bath full of emotions, you know, because when the heart leads without truth, this is what happens. Your mood fluctuates.
Yeah.
I know, I've been there. You know, your decisions become impulsive, and peace is nowhere to be found. It's inconsistent. One day you're up and the one day you're down, because this is what it's like. And this is basically what happens to people. And somebody may be listening saying, that's happening to me right now. I don't know when I'm up and where I'm going to be down. Because the good news is that there is hope. God never exposes a problem without offering a solution. I like the scripture in Ezekiel 36:26. It says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And Proverbs 4:23, which you read earlier, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And so God wants us to renew our hearts. He wants us to bring our emotional, our mental, our struggles to Him, you know, so that He can fix it, because we don't want this heart, this deceitful heart. What the Bible actually says and what it means there in Scripture, in Jeremiah 17:9, that heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? So when it says these things, it says, it means your thoughts, who can know your emotions, who can know your desires, your decision-making, the center of all of this. You know, when we leave this on its own, the human heart can really mislead you.
That's so true. You know, I think wasn't long ago, I ministered a message on the plumb line, and speaks about that in the book of Amos. Now, Amos says it so beautifully in that scripture, where God asks him, what do you see? And he sees the hand of God with this plumb line. Now, for those of you that are builders will understand what a plumb line is. And a plumb line is really to bring a call it a 90 degree perpendicular mark for building, basically, or a line for building. And the reason why I'm using the plumb line as an example is for the mere fact that when you are following your emotions, you out of alignment with God. And God wants us to be in alignment with Him continuously. So I want to encourage you this afternoon, you know, just as that plumb line is used for builders to build straight, God wants to build your areas of your life straight. We got to allow God to work in the different areas of our lives so that your building goes up correctly, straight. And I want to encourage you this afternoon, whatever you're facing, God is bigger.
Amen.
He's bigger. Amen. We're gonna go for a short music break, and when we're back, we're gonna continue. Invite your partner if they're not with you right now. Tell them to tune in. This is such an important topic. We'll catch you after the music break.
We were speaking about how that your sometimes your reaction to your spouse is not them. They're not the root of the problem, but we're carrying something. So my husband said earlier, Calvin said that if you don't deal with it, we start bleeding on the people that we love the most, isn't it? So the marriage doesn't just need love, honey. It needs healthy souls. And when we talk about healthy souls, we need people. We need our spouses, our children, even our own lives. We need to be healthy in our mind, our will, and our emotion. So stay with us, because Calvin is going to bring you something really, really awesome. So let's step into the real. Here's the rare truth. Sometimes one partner is emotionally overwhelmed, but the other doesn't know how to respond. And instead of talking about it, we withdraw or we misinterpret. And that is just where everything goes down south, right?
That's true. I mean, we're going to be honest this afternoon. You know, we got to say it plainly. You know, one person is drowning emotionally. The other is trying to fix it or to avoid it. It's one of the two. And I'll say at some point, it's dangerous for both. And, you know, and now, you know, both feel misunderstood at the end of the day. When we say one is trying to fix it, maybe you are not the right person to fix it. You don't have the skill set.
Yeah.
You don't have the tools to fix it.
I think sometimes spouses just don't want to be the ones to fix it. They say, come on, get...
Well, that's the avoidance, yeah. I suppose. And so I'm talking about both aspects here. They either avoid, or send them, you know, send them away.
Yeah.
But we got to be dangerous. I mean, we got to be careful that we're not falling in that dangerous situation. And so how many times haven't you come to me and you said to me, honey, I've got this problem, and immediately I had a solution. But my solution wasn't always the solution that
I wanted.
Exactly, that you wanted or that was correct for the issue at the end of the day. And so both feel misunderstood at the end of the day. Yeah.
And I think that's also a very fine line. You know, sometimes spouses will react. And I don't know about you. I mean, in the beginning, I used to say to my husband, oh, just get over yourself, you know, just get on with it. And that is not the correct answer. You know, so one day, let me paint a picture for you. One day, I'm clearly overwhelmed. I'm quiet and I'm processing. And Calvin says, you're quiet. Are you okay? And I say, I'm fine.
Well, let me just, if there are any gentlemen listening this afternoon, I want to encourage you that it's that I'm fine is a trap. Be warned. It's a trap. You don't enter without wisdom. you need wisdom in this. So if you as I've known my wife for many years, in the beginning when she used to say I'm fine, I thought, great stuff, she's okay. And then hour later there'd be some rumblings coming from different areas of the house, and it would be coming from her, and I thought, but she said she's fine. So as you get to know your spouse over the years, you will soon realize that short phrase, those two words, are actually an opportunity for you to say, honey, let's have a conversation, right?
Yeah, it's true. Because what I really mean when I say I'm fine, what I really meant was in that moment, I'm not fine. But I don't always know how to explain it, right? So this is the problem. We throw the dishes around, or we shout at the dog and the cat, and we don't really say what we want to say.
True. You know, and I call it that cycle, because many couples, they live in that cycle. The one that doesn't want to mend the relationship, that doesn't want, is not a confrontational, and you don't, it's, put it out nicely, you don't have to be confrontational in a bad sense, but it's sometimes you need to deal with the issue at hand. So some couples are happy just to avoid at the end of the day. So we have the cycle where one feels overwhelmed, the other feels shut out, and communication breaks down inevitably. It just breaks down. Right, honey?
Yeah, it does. You know, because I want to just help someone here. You know, you might think that you can do this on your own. You might not need your partner to help you. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 says it so beautifully, that two are better than one. If one falls, the other can help them up. Mm-hmm. But how can you help if you don't know what your partner is carrying? And when you don't know what your partner is carrying, is a time and a moment for an open communication.
Yes.
Say things like, you know, here's a practical example. You've got to create safe spaces to talk and ask questions without fixing immediately, like Calvin said earlier on. You know, you also very importantly have to learn your partner's emotional love language. And for the past few weeks, the couples we've been speaking to don't know what the emotional love language is, you know, and this is a very critical thing. We're not saying that that is the only thing that is going to help you, but it's one of the key elements recognized by Dr. Gary Chapman in counseling that really helps couples. And we've seen this over and over, how it can open up and just bring fresh insight into marriages when they learn to understand each other's love language. Isn't it, Sonny?
That's true. I mean, if I just refer a little bit to some of his notes when we used to, and we still obviously give those teachings, is he speaks about a love tank. And in essence, it's an emotional love tank. Now, think of a vehicle when your vehicle's a tank is empty, whether you're driving diesel or using diesel or petrol, it's not going to take you anywhere if it's empty, right? So just look at yourself look at your relationship, look at your spouse. If their love tank is empty, is it taking them anywhere? Is the relationship going anywhere? Are you going to get anything out of them? I mean, if my fuel tank was empty of my vehicle and I want to speed down the road, guess what? I ain't going to get anywhere because it's empty. And so understand this, because when there's an emptiness and there's no communication, there's that emotional, negative emotion that you're going through, I want to say this to you. Your spouse is not your enemy.
That's true.
They your assignment. They're your assignment. I mean, I believe God put the two of you together. Now, divorce is not from God at the end of the day, right? The reason why people get divorced is because of their own selfishness. They can't deal with another personality in their relationship. They cannot deal with someone else's emotions because they either battling their own, whatever the case may be. And so they give up too easily. So I want to encourage you, you got to work on your assignment. You know, the garden, I believe, and I always speak about this, don't come when it's too late, when there are issues with husband and wife. God gave you a garden to look after, men. How are you tending your garden at the end of the day, right, honey?
Yeah, that is so true. You know, I just reflecting on that, tending your garden, because when we invite God into our emotions, we will say things like, instead of saying, why do I feel like this? Try to say, Lord, show me what is underneath this feeling. Because that is where the real healing begins, you know. We need to create emotional awareness. Don't suppress what you're feeling. God isn't saying ignore your heart. He's just saying don't let it lead unchecked. Feel it, process it, but don't let it drive the car. Don't let what is in your heart be the driving force and be what you want you to be in that moment, because you want to pull, you know, many times people, when they are down, they want to pull everyone else around them down with them in that same place. But this is where God wants to retrain our hearts, because healing will only happen when the truth is replaced with a lie, you know, and peace replaces fear, identity replaces insecurity. I can go on and go on and go on about how that God wants to retrain our hearts. So don't follow every feeling, filter it. Ask, is this true, what I'm feeling? Is this aligned with God's word for me? Is this coming from fear or from faith? Ask yourselves. You know, we want to ask God, God, why is this happening? Why is it happening? In the meantime, we need to look in the mirror and ask ourselves why this is happening. So we can heal emotionally and mentally. You know, we Romans 12 says it so beautifully. And somebody out there may be listening to this, because the word of God says that we got to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So family, in our final segment, we're going to talk about how to restore this emotional strength together.
Radio Cape Pulpit family, we're so excited this afternoon. We've been talking about the emotional and mental well-being, even in your relationships, in your ministry, in your family. It's so important, you know. God has given us this beautiful heart. How have you been looking after the heart that He's given you right now? So in this final segment this afternoon, we really want to just give as much information to you and just encourage you this afternoon, talking about restoring the soul of the relationship. You know, healing in relationships doesn't start with fixing everything. It starts with understanding.
Understanding is the best thing in the world. Between a boy and a girl, eh?
Yeah.
No hala, boy and a girl. Well, here we are, family. You don't have to have all the answers, but you do need to be present. You know, sometimes, like I said earlier, your healing sounds like, I see you, I hear you, I'm here with you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Really, that's so beautiful. I mean, Galatians 6 verse 2 says, carry each other's burdens. So what does that mean? Just, you know, don't judge them. Don't dismiss them. Carry them. You know, we quick to react when someone, and don't be holier than thou, you that are listening to us this afternoon, when your spouse reacts and now you deciding to judge them because of, you know, they just spoke a little louder than they normally speak, or they just reacted differently. So, you know what? Don't judge them. You know, find out what is causing this reaction at the end of the day, and just be there with them, you know.
Yeah, that is so true. I like that, because marriage is not just about building a life. It's about protecting each other's hearts while you are building it, you know. That's so beautiful how the Lord says that sometimes the biggest struggle in our relationships, in our marriage, in our ministry, and even in our families, you know, is this, that we trust our feelings more than the truth. So when we wonder why we feel unstable, it's because of these things, you know. But when your heart is submitted, when it's healed, and when it's anchored in God, your emotions stop being a battlefield. And you will start becoming a compass aligned with God's truth. And there's so many prayers out there, family, that I want to encourage you to invite God into your life, to invite Him into your marriage, because the Bible says easily that God sees everything that is hidden in our hearts. Where there has been pain, where there's confusion, where there's deception, we're going to trust that God is going to bring truth and healing through this broadcast today, and through what our prayers are going to be for you, through what we're going to close off the session with today. We want to ask the Lord to teach each and every one of you that you will not be led by emotions, but that you will be anchored in the Word of God. So renew your mind, restore your heart, and align your feelings with the Word of God. Let God give you the spirit of discernment of spirits. Let Him bring His peace upon you and emotional stability in your life. So you're not failing, you're learning. And you're learning how to love deeper. Isn't it, honey?
That is so true. I mean, if we get back to restoration, you know, we need to ask God to restore us. You know, it's so important that we be restored. You know, so many times in life, we don't get back to that place of restoration. Like I mentioned right in the beginning, you're jumping from one person to another person, but you've never sought restoration. And I believe it's a restoration moment for you in your relationship. You need God to restore you. You need God to restore your marriage. Now, let me help you. Many people say, God, I need my marriage restored. But you know what? It starts with me first. I need restoration in my heart. I need restoration in my emotions. Now, we're gonna decree and declare after this declaration moment and believe that God wants you to have this promises over your life, because that's what He promised for your marriage. But restoration is so important. Restoration is, I believe restoration is where you let everything go. You let yourself go and you let God. Isn't that so, love?
Yeah, that's true. I think we can do that declaration right now, honey. And then after the short break, we can close with a prayer. Is that okay? So we decree today that God will bring healing to every heart, peace to every mind, and restoration to every relationship. Lord, you see what is unseen, the emotional weight, the silent battles, the unspoken struggles. So, Father, we just lift up every listener right now and decree.
Lord, you see what is unseen, the emotional weights, Father. Father, where there has been misunderstanding, bring clarity. Where there's been silence, restore communication. Where there's been heaviness, release your peace.
Yes, Lord. Strengthen marriages, strengthen families, strengthen both those in ministry, those who are pouring out and yet feel empty. And we declare healing is here, peace is here, restoration is here in the Jesus. Mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we want to bring this word to you so it can saturate your heart and your mind. And when you need help, when you need some counseling, when you need help in your relationship to restore and to rebuild, when you need emotional, mental health and help for your families, your children who may be going through some mental trauma or mental challenges, don't be afraid to reach out. We said that taking a bold step in this month, take bold steps in God so that you can receive the deliverance, the healing, and the peace that you need in your home, in your life, in your marriage, and in your relationships. So I know that God is working things out for His people.
So true. You know, I want to say this to you, and it's a reality. Your marriage will not break under pressure. The reality is there's pressure. There's always going to be pressure. You know what John 10 verse 10 says? The enemy seeks. He's always looking to devour. But God is always on your side. And so your marriage will not break under pressure. Your family will not collapse under stress. You got to make sure that you are guarded. You know, Ephesians chapter 6 speaks about the armor of God. Have you taken your armor off? No way do we see we have to take our armor off. You got to keep it on. You got to make sure that shield, you know, it's so important, you know. The shield is powerful because I believe the shield protects your heart.
That's right.
And the reason why we have pain in our heart is because we let our faith down. We put our shield of faith down and the enemy shot its arrows at our hearts. And so I want to encourage you, protect that part. Keep the armor of God on in your life, and your mind will not be overwhelmed. Again, it speaks to the armor of God. We have the mind of Christ. We have the helmet of salvation, right? So don't take the helmet off. Understand it. All of these are to protect you at the end of the day. God doesn't want to see you drowning. Some people say, oh, but God doesn't understand what I'm going through. Yes, He does. Jesus was sent for that, so that He could go back and tell the Father, this, I know exactly what Calvin is going through. I know exactly what Terry's going through right now. Daddy, I know exactly what they are feeling right now. I was there. So I want to encourage you this afternoon. No matter how heavy the burden feels, don't give up.
It's true. Don't give up today. There are ways in which you can heal. Encourage yourself to rest. Rest your body, because healing will flow. Mentally, emotional healing can flow. The whole person needs to be approached. You know, we cannot just heal one part without the others. It's not just the mind, and or not just the body, or not just the emotion. It all works together, you know, because you can't renew the spirit while the mind is in chaos.
Oh, yes.
So your mind, you know, I want to encourage you to journal. Journaling is such good therapy. There's grounding techniques to slow anxious thought loops. And then your spirit, of course. Use gentle spiritual practices like worshiping music. Play the worship music in your home. Permeate the atmosphere with the presence of God. Do prayer walks, such as scripture meditation, like Psalm 23, Isaiah 40 verse 31. You know, help yourself, your family, your spouse, your children, to stabilize physically so that they can hear and strengthen their spirit man and also strengthen their natural man. Mm-hmm. You know, God is in the story.
He
wants to be a part of your journey. He doesn't want to be left out. He's waiting on us, and we just want to guide you back to hope gradually, because soul fatigue often feels like hope burnout. We don't want you to burn out, family. Listeners, seek help. Well, listeners, we are so blessed to have you online with us, and that you are let us know how this segment has blessed you and how you can share this with others. You know, through our website, you can download the app onto your phone, the Radio K Pulpit app on your phone, or you can listen to it on the replay on YouTube as well. So today we just want to pray over you, over those who are listening, over those who need mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being, who need some healing, honey. Is that okay?
That's fine. And you listening, I know this is a divine moment. I really do know. And you know what the biggest issue is, I think, is financial pressure. Husbands feel like they are failing their families. They cannot provide for their families. And understand this. The day you met your spouse, you didn't meet them and love them because of what they had. You loved them because of who they were at the end of the day. You fell in love with that personality and that person. So I want to encourage you today, you know, we all go through challenges in life. There's a valley at certain points in our lives, but Jesus is with us in every valley. And some have 10 valleys for their lifetime, some have 20, some have 2. But you know what I've realized, and I don't point fingers at people where I ask, but why did they have 10 and I only have 2? It's simple. Our grace is different. The way He graces each and every one of us is different because He graces you to handle it. So understand this. If you're going through a challenging situation, God knows. He's fully aware. Don't tell Him, Lord, I'm going through this. He knows you're going through that. You just got to ask Him, Lord, what do I do now? Tell me what I need to do. So I want to encourage, and I'm going to pray for those families and those couples right now. Whatever difficulty you have, you know, God is with you. If it's finances, trust me, it'll come. It'll come at the right time. He will give you your daily bread and He will provide for you. And sometimes we make human errors because we're emotional.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, just as we are. Lord, no masks. We don't want to pretend. We don't want to hide. Mm. You see every part of us, O Lord, the strong parts and the tired parts, the broken places, Lord, that we don't always know how to explain. Father, your word says that you are close to the brokenhearted. So today, Lord, we lean into that truth. Where emotions have been overwhelmed, bring peace that surpasses understanding. Where hearts have been wounded, God, bring healing and restoration, Lord, we pray. Where thoughts have been heavy, bring clarity and truth, Lord. We refuse to be led by fear, anxiety, or confusion. We choose to be led by your Spirit. Mm. Father, search every heart today. Where there is hidden pain, heal it. Where there is lies that they have believed, Lord, replace it with truth. Where there is fear, God, release your perfect love that casts it out. Break every cycle of emotional instability. Since every negative voice, internal or external, that is not from you, Father God, teach us, Lord, to wait upon you without hardening our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to feel deeply and not be controlled by our feelings. And give us the emotional maturity, Father God, the discernment and self-control to let our emotions come under the authority of your word. We thank you, God, that we have the mind of Christ and our heart is being renewed daily. And this is Calvin and Terry today on Couples of Destiny, strengthening love, building faith and empowering marriages. God be with you all until we meet again. Bye now.
Bye now. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.